When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lori, not a real name, said, okay, I'm going to be very vulnerable and admit that we're having some challenges with our six-year-old son.
Okay.
He's kind of a little jerk.
Mm.
He hits other kids, borrows toys indefinitely. I only find this out after the other moms ask me about them. Refuses to listen, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're seriously considering counseling because this feels way more than your typical testing the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my husband's boss just invited our son to sleep over with his kid, their buddies at school, and my husband said yes. So now I'm freaking out. Like, what if, you know, our kid ruins my husband's relationship with his boss if he misbehaves badly?
Mm-hmm.
Should I cancel the sleepover or let him go? I'm just so not wanting to risk his bad behavior of any sleepover until we can get a handle on him acting out. What do you guys think?
That's tough. I mean, postpone the sleepover is my first thought on that whole thing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the fact is her husband always said, sure, he can come on over. Now I feel like we need to make an excuse as to why he cannot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I understand you are wanting to not have your kid be the terror at your husband's work.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, be, quote, that kid.
Yes.
Emily writes on Facebook and says, a lot of kids act differently at other people's houses, especially when the parents aren't around. My child's a devil at home. Anywhere else, she's an angel. And I'm just crazy. It's never a bad call to just try therapy, which I think a lot of people are kind of jumping in and going, hey, maybe therapy is a good idea for the kid and maybe even for you and the dad.
Yes, I would think so, too, especially if, you know, she thinks and, you know, she can watch other kids his age,
mm-hmm.
you know, interact with kids. And if she's clearly seeing there is a problem with mine, like he is not, you know, listening at all and is, you know, hitting other kids. And like she said, borrowing all the stealing the toys, basically. And I totally understand. And maybe she needs to talk to her husband like, hey, you know, he's not
ready
doing
for
great
this.
With the behavior right yeah. now. And I'm just concerned that he's going to go over and terrorize your boss's house, right? And I think that could be bad. And I think maybe if she has that conversation, an honest conversation with her husband, then maybe he'll get on board and be like, yeah, I'll figure out a reason to cancel.
All right. Has this happened to you? And how did you address it? I think that will help with Lori and her situation. Group therapy, 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take your stories and more coming up here in just a little bit. Group therapy, Lori, our listener, having some issues with her six-year-old kind of acting out. Now, here's the thing. Your six-year-old has been invited to her husband's bosses for like a sleepover with their kid. And now she's kind of freaking out that disaster will strike.
Yes. The boss is like, yeah, sure. Or her husband's like, yeah, sure. He can come over.
Yeah.
And she's like really worried about it.
Right. So do you have any like experience handling this sort of thing? What's your take?
I have two absolutely feral children and I completely understand
feral.
What this mom is going through.
Yeah. So what would your suggestion be? Do you have any like experience with this?
Oh yeah. We don't do sleepovers. We've tried. We don't do any of that stuff. I don't take my kids in public unless I have to. We are in therapy because we have to get a handle on it.
Yeah.
It's more than just not listening. This is, you know, ADHD. It's on the autism scale. I mean, it's a lot more than that.
Okay. So your recommendation is just, hey, let's pause this until we can
yep.
get a diagnosis handle on what's happening.
Yep. Yep, let's put a pin in that. We'll do that a little bit later. Or we can just have an afternoon thing.
All right.
Yes, like a monitored play date when you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do monitored stuff.
Yes.
But, yeah, there's none of this other. No.
All right. Appreciate it. Lisa checks in and says, well, since you can be vulnerable on the radio, I think your husband can be vulnerable with his boss. Just have your husband tell the boss that there are some behavioral issues that you'd like to resolve before allowing the kid to sleep over. Easy peasy. Next.
Oh, okay. You know what? That is That's not a really bad way to go.
Because
I'm sure dad has got to be aware of the behavior issues.
Yeah, exactly. And I think your boss would probably appreciate a little bit of that honesty,
yes,
too. And just say, hey, you know what? I know I said yes. Just excited to kind of get them together. But here's the thing. You know, personally, there's been some struggles, so don't want it. And, you know, I guess go from there. Maybe the boss will be like, you know what? No worries. And then you have to kind of figure out if where to go from there.
Well, yeah, a lot of people like Felicia say, I personally wouldn't let him go. If he's acting out and showing bad behavior, he shouldn't be awarded with a sleepover at a friend's house. And that is true, because sleepovers should be, you know, rewards,
mm-hmm,
or looked at as a privilege. Mm-hmm. And if he's been acting very badly,
mm-hmm,
it can be seen as, it's fine because I still get to go have, right, sleepovers with my friends.
Yeah. I mean, and like, you know, our earlier listener said, and several of you said, I mean, it could be something deeper that maybe some targeted like medication could help with.
Well,
or something
Ginger
like
says,
that.
Yeah, get him in to be evaluated by a specialist in child behavior issues.
Yeah.
There are many different things that could be potentially contributing to this.
Mm-hmm.
He might need therapy, or he might just need some, yeah, like you said, targeted medicine. Address your concerns with the other parents and just kind of let them know,
mm-hmm,
immediately if he acts out so you can go get him if they did want to try, you know, with that.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I think, you know, there's some great suggestions here. I like the, hey, just let's be honest with the boss. Go back. And even though your husband said, yeah, it's cool.
Yes.
Let's go back and just
do the sleepover right now.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's not a good time for that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.